The Point Radio.
It's Mike Robb. The TNT drama Falling Skies may have just wound up as fourth season, but plans are being made right now to bring it back for a 10-episode finale for the start next year. We've got a little sneak peek with the stars of the show. Plus, are you thinking about playing fantasy football? Well, Yahoo has an app for that, and we'll tell you about it. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
The TNT drama Falling Skies has wrapped up its fourth season, but it'll be back early next year with 10 final episodes to put the series to bed. And that's a chance not given to a lot of shows, and one appreciated by Falling Skies star Noah Wiley.
First of all, I'm very grateful to Michael Wright that he likes this show enough and likes that is enough of a fan of the show that he wants to have a fan's reaction to a conclusion, which is he wants to see it go off having wrapped itself up in its own narrative. And not because got the plug pulled on it, or we ran out of story, or sort of lost our focus. So I think we're all very excited about going back creatively to have hand in writing the last chapter, but also to pay off the investment that the fans have had in the show season after season after season, when we have had to find our footing each year with a new writing staff to sort of keep the show going. The fans have been very loyal. So to go back and have 10 episodes to really craft a proper ending to the show is very exciting.
They're going out with a bang. Look for some big special effects in next year's episodes.
Part of that is the fact that the show's done well enough that we have a little bit more money to play with that goes to the effects budget. Part of that has to do with allocating that effects budget, properly over the course of the season. So you open with a bang, and then you can scale it down a little bit and save something for the middle. And, so part of it's now that you're in season four, negotiating with the digital effects houses, you've got them over more of a barrel than they had you in the beginning, so you're able to go back and say, it's not good enough. So I think the effects have never been better on this show.
Also excited about the chance to wrap things up is Noah's co-star, Moonblood Group.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's our last year. We're ready because there's only so many alien plot lines you can do. And you don't want to get saturated with just mediocrity. So you want something. You want it to feel like it meant something. So I'm so happy we're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
And I don't care if I die, as long as they pay me. I want closure. I'm in a relationship and I freaking want closure.
Moon told me that these four seasons certainly left their mark on her.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone could ever explain as an actor what it's like to be on a show that's grueling and really, there's so much weather and it's so much heavy material. And sometimes you're inspired and other times you're like, God, this is the end is in sight. It's like, when you're a senior year in high school, you're going to hate high school, but you're like, it's coming to an end. I'm going to go to my prom. I'm going to embrace, because sometimes you're so in your world, you don't have any perspective, and when you know there's an end in sight, you go, okay, I can see the finish line, and now I'm ready to see where it goes.
Overall, Noah said that his character may have had the longest journey.
Tom has come from being basically an academic and a good father, but a little bit of an absentee father at the same time, to the man he is now is like one of the great arcs I probably will ever get a chance to play.
Mm.
And ideally, as we go into the final season, the idea that he could go from being a student of history and a chronicler of history to an active participant in the authoring of history and to be the living embodiment of the next set of founding fathers. The Mason will be thought of as a Jefferson or a Washington is really kind of exciting.
Check out season four of Falling Skies right now at TNTdrama.com. And the show returns to TNT in 2015. It's the latest in pop culture. Football is coming to Apple TV. The NFL has made a deal to have their NFL Now video content service on Apple TV, providing game highlights and original content. It will not have live games. That, of course, still reserved for DirecTV and their Sunday ticket package. Cost of NFL Now for Apple TV, by the way, will be $1.99 a month. And if you're getting into football this year, maybe even thinking about fantasy football, stick around. We'll tell you how to jump into that with Yahoo coming up. The popular sci-fi series Lost Girl is coming to an end. After five seasons, the final episodes will begin running in Canada in December and will turn up on Sci-Fi sometime in 2015. Here's another aspect of Marvel's 75th anniversary celebration in October. There'll be 20 variant covers, all featuring Deadpool. There'll be things like the original Human Torch, the new Avengers, even the Inhumans, all with Deadpool added on the variant covers. And again, they'll appear on regular Marvel titles that'll be in stores in October. So you're planning on catching up on the Fox hit show Sleepy Hollow before the new season begins in a few weeks. And if that's true, well, there's only one place you can do it, and that'll be Hulu. Hulu has struck a deal with Fox to be the exclusive place to get the episodes. There'll be 5 episodes for free on Hulu.com, and the rest will all be found on Hulu Plus. Also, the new episodes of the show will premiere on Hulu the day after they premiere, live on Fox. The 12-day Simpsons marathon on FXX has now already exceeded that network's wildest expectations, at least according to the network president. The first day of the marathon was the most watched in the network's one-year history, and it made it number one in prime time with males 18 to 34 and number one in adults 18 to 34 as well. Altogether, that meant about 1 million viewers were watching each episode on FXX. If you've been on eBay the past few days, you probably were unable to avoid any of the little blurbs for the Action Comics number one that had been up for auction. It was the highest graded copy so far, coming in at a CGC 9.0, and it brought in the most bucks ever for a comic book. Just over $3 million was the final amount when the auction ended. Who bought it? Well, some folks will more than likely be reselling it in the near future. Metropolis and Comic Connect were the ones who will be laying down the check for just a little over $3 million.
The point, here's what's cool.
Some second printings and some second chances this week in the comic book stores waiting for you. Starting at Dark Horse with the second issue of Goon Occasion of Revenge and Gru vs. Conan. Two real interesting miniseries that began, well, just another issue or so ago, and are certainly easy to pick up on if you grab the second issue out this week. Two premieres from Dark Horse this week include Pop, written by Kurt Pyers, drawn by Jason Copeland, and Sundowners, done by Hack Slash's Tim Seeley, both with first issues. From DC, the DC Universe versus Masters of the Universe series that was done digitally and in print form is now all collected into one trade paperback. From IDW, the Cartoon Network's Super Secret Crisis War hits the third issue. Ragnarok number one gets a second printing, and there's a second issue of that out this week. Star Trek City on the Edge of Forever number two also gets a second printing. The Last Fall number two hits this week, and there's a second printing of number one available. And Cowl number three has a second printing, with the fourth issue also due this week. Low number one gets a second printing from Image, and a second issue out this week too as well. Also interesting from Image this week is Wayward number one, which is being billed as Buffy the Vampire Slayer for a new generation. Over at Marvel, lots of chances to grab second printings. There are second prints of Amazing Spider-Man number 2 and 3, and Ms. Marvel number 2 gets a fourth printing. Original Sin number 2 gets a second printing, as does number 5. Original Sin 5.1 gets a second printing, and Original Sin number 6 is printed for a second time as well. From Valiant, Rye number 1 gets a fourth printing, and there's a second printing to number 3, and a new issue of Rye out from Valiant this week, that's number 4. Check with your retailer to find out what their plans are for the upcoming Labor Day holiday. Don't forget, some comic deliveries might be delayed. Get more information with the comic store in your area and find them with the Comic Book Locator Service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK or with a link that's on the front of comicmix.com or a website called findacomicshop.com.
The point.
All right, so you've seen the league, and now you decided, I want to try fantasy football. Well, how do you really get started? Well, the folks at Yahoo have a brand new app that can certainly get you on your way. And to talk about that, I went to Yahoo sports expert Brad Evans, who told me the quickest way to get things going.
Well, first and foremost, got to go to fantasysports.yahoo.com to sign up. It's absolutely free to do. We also have pro leagues, which you can play for pay. Actually, put a little skin on the action, get some money back if you're into that sort of thing. And if you've never played fantasy before, it's really one of the easiest games you could possibly participate in. Basically, you're a general manager of real-life NFL players. You're drafting a team, usually comprised of a quarterback, a couple of running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense. There's point values, attachment based on real-life events that happen on the field. Most points wins, and you go head-to-head against somebody else. There's a lot of trash talk, a lot of great one-liners spewed on the message board to win the league. It's one of the most excitable ways to enjoy NFL action every Sunday.
So do you have to have an A-level knowledge of football to be able to do fantasy?
No, you can work your way into it. In fact, our intelligence or IQ for the AI artificial intelligence, I should say, for our program on Yahoo Sports is fantastic. So you could just have a robot essentially draft your team, and your chances of winning are probably going to be better than mine. And I'm the guy that gets paid to write about this. Because you know what? We'll just try to predict the unpredictable. Strange, crazy things happen every single year. There's booms, there's busts. I mean, very few people saw Josh Gordon come out of the woodwork last year, and on a per-game basis among wide receivers, he was even better than Megatron Calvin Johnson a season ago.
The key moment of putting all this together is the draft.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first and foremost thing you got to keep in mind is if you're inside the top five, you're still going running back. If you're in a traditional setting, meaning he's scoring 4 points per passing touchdown, you're still going with a Jamal Charles, a Matt Forte, LeSean McCoy, an Adrian Peterson, even an Eddie Lacy. The sophomore sensation from the Green Bay Packers. And then in that 6, 7, 8 range, that's when you're debating the merits of a Calvin Johnson, a Jimmy Graham, a Peyton Manning. I think in the back half of that first round, you either go with a wide receiver, Graham, or one of the elite quarterbacks in Manning or Breeze. There are a lot of great values later on in draft this year at the running back position. Three guys I'm really high on. You can get in round 3 through 5 of most 12-team drafts. Andre Ellington of the Arizona Cardinals, who I think is going to explode, reminds me of a young Jamal Charles. I'm really high on him. I like Rashad Jennings as well, the New York Giants, who's going to be the bell cow in that offense. And then, of course, Toby Gerhart as well, the former Minnesota Viking backup, Adrian Peterson, now the main man in Jacksonville. That's the Jags. So it's going to be a ball control offense, and it's all about volume in fantasy. And that guy's going to get probably 20 touches per game.
He is the expert, so I asked Brad for some predictions on sleepers and keepers for the upcoming season.
Johnny Manziel will be a top 12 fantasy quarterback from week 5 on. That's when he's going to steal the reins from Brian Hoyer. I think he's going to blow up for fantasy purposes. Why? Not because of his passing ability, because we saw that last preseason game. Wasn't all that great. Not because of his team gestures on the field either. It's because of his ability to run the football, very overlooked when scouting fantasy quarterbacks. Manziel, again, will make an impact this year.
And the quickest way to get started with the Yahoo Sports Fantasy app?
Yeah, you just download it. We have it for iOS. We also have it for Android, so you can go to the Google Play Store, for example, or iTunes and get it on your device. And what's really cool about it is you can manage. It's a one-stop shop. You can manage your team from the palm of your hand. Heck, you can even draft your team. You can participate in mock drafts. If you're a first-timer wanting to get your feet wet for a practice round or two, you can do that straight from your device, any place, anywhere, anytime. It is a wonderful, fantastic app and a must-have for any fantasy football player.
Like Brad said, the app is available for Apple or Android in your app store, and you can always get more details at yahoo.com. That's a wrap for the podcast right now, but if this is your first time joining us, first of all, welcome. And second of all, did you know we turn up on websites a couple of times every week? Websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and GetThePointRadio.com, too. You can also catch us in the iTunes podcast directory, and we're always free. Follow us to find out what's coming up right now on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram under The Point Radio. See you right back here in a few days.